This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Call in 9 right now. 800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Cher. How old is Cher?
I'm going to say 76.
That's ridiculous. 35.
You know, my mom says that she used to be older than her, but now she's younger
72.
Than her. 72. Was she 72? Wow.
Yeah. Wait, what? Your mom says what now?
My mom says that at one point when she was younger, you know, and Cher and Sonny and Cher came on, this, on the scene, she said Cher was like a year or two older than her.
Oh, so she's changed it legally.
Yeah, because my mom has got to be...
Cher changed her age?
Well, she just lies about her age or something.
Right.
Or there's enough ambiguity because my mom says, like, there's no way she's 4 years younger than me now.
Well, but she looks 35. She doesn't look a day over 35.
I'll give you 50.
But she's
definitely had some really good work done. Mm-hmm. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
Anywho, if you want to go see Cher on her Here We Go Again tour with special guests Nile Rodgers and Chic, Le Freak. This is November 21st at the brand new Chase Center. Be calling 9 right now, 800-400-3697. The tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, or just win a pair.
Win a pair right now.
Yeah, right now. Call now.
Hey, real quickly, everyone. There's a real special girl listening to the show right now, and her name is Candace.
Rachel?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, Candace.
Candace. And Candace turns 18 years old.
Oh, Candace. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
What about Rachel?
Where's Rachel?
Rachel is in Rohnert Park and hanging out, I guess.
All right. Rohnert Park. Well, happy birthday, Rachel.
No, Candace.
Happy birthday, Candace. Happy birthday, Candace.
What?
Candace.
All right.
18 years old, Candace. Congrats on making it to voting age.
Right.
Oh, what's all that music about?
Nothing.
Oh,
we miss you, Rachel.
We do miss you, Rachel.
So much.
You miss Rachel?
I mean, we talk every once in a while, you know. She's busy. She's a busy bee.
Busy bee.
We can bring her in for a movie review, whatever you guys want.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. How about next week?
Well.
Next week sounds good.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Great.
I've missed her.
Mm. Oh. Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
Ay, ay, ay.
And... like a dozen other not famous people, all were in court in Boston yesterday. So these other people are wealthy but not famous. Wealthy enough to be in trouble for this college cheating scam, but not wealthy enough to be actually famous for it. This is the Operation Varsity Blues, people who were paying exorbitant amounts of money to figure out a way to get their kids into the colleges that they wanted them to go to. Neither Lori nor Felicity offered any kind of plea. We had heard that there was, you know, there were potentially plea deals being offered because they're looking at 5 years. It's hard to believe either one of them would ever get anything close to 5 years in prison. Lori and her husband agreed to surrender their passports. She's married to Massimo Giannulli. Felicity already did that when she was arrested last month. At the time, Lori had said, "I can't. I work in Canada." And then Canada said, "No, thanks.
No, you don't.
Nope, you don't work here anymore.
You're fired.
You're fired." And it's actually, if you have any kind of felony on your record, or you can't get into Canada.
Yeah.
Just ask someone who knows.
Yeah. It's sometimes not even that serious, and they don't, you know, as if they're better than you or something. They'll let you into the country.
Sorry, you can't come in. Sorry about it. The thing is, Brenda,
you are saying no to me? You.
Sorry. So,
you.
Me? Yeah, you.
Right.
They're facing 5 years behind bars, which, I mean, that's not going to happen. The prosecutors want some jail time. That's what they're saying. Even if they do make some kind of a plea deal. Meanwhile, a couple girls outside the courthouse brought homemade Aunt Becky masks in support of Lori, even though they both agreed that what she did was wrong. Mm-hmm. One of them said, "Everyone's acting so surprised. I don't know why. I mean, rich people do corrupt things. Here's my Aunt Becky mask." Good luck, Aunt Becky. We've got you. Rich people do corrupt things. We've got you. I think this is a really cute story.
Oh, are you done with that one?
Oh, yes, sure.
There's an email that came yesterday through the Alice Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And Vinny, we were talking about why it was being tried in Boston.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a really long email. I'm just going to read you the first one or two sentences. But this gal says it was bugging her, too. Her name is Lauren. "It had been bugging me, too, why the college scandal was in Boston. So I looked it up. Here's the deal. Maury Tobin, that's the dude.
The white-collar criminal that ended up playing whistleblower on the crimes being done.
To get himself
known
out
as
of his
Varsity Blues.
Correct. Right. So she goes on to say the L.A. resident who got caught for insider trading and then ratted out the Yale soccer coach was sued in federal court in Boston for the insider trading. It goes on and on, but that's why it all...
So he gave up the information about the Varsity Blues thing to get out of his own trouble that he was in, and that
or to minimize his penalty.
Right,
right.
Let me sing a little song for you and see if, you know...
So that's why everybody's going
to Boston.
So Boston is because that's where the charges were brought against him for his insider trade.
Which is what I thought, but since I couldn't come up with the name Maury Tobin, did you say?
Yeah.
I couldn't come up with it and didn't have time to look it up. But that was the deal. Someone saying. Maury Tobin saying.
Mm-hmm. I know it's funny, though, because everyone involved in this is not from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there are people in Boston who were also part of this scam because it seems like they were everywhere.
Yeah.
Although so far, I think only like 50 people have been indicted. They say it's going to go far, far deeper. And it depends on how far back they go, too, in this guy's
years
records.
And years.
Well, they say here locally, someone just pled guilty, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
One of the local people. I think he's the guy that runs the... I can't think of the name of the company, but he's a big dude.
For the two sons? Was that what it was?
It's like some...
Is this guy local that you're talking
about?
Yes. Didn't the guy's company, wasn't it called Side Door Ventures or something like
that? It had something to do with food. It was some kind of prepackaged food company.
Hmm.
I read it this morning, but I just moved on because I guess we've sort of decided not to name the people that are local.
If there's that
many
people being charged with the same crime, I almost think it behooves you to say, I did it. I'm guilty of it. And like then the judge can be... You know, like, oh, thanks for not making us fight. We have 50 people to get through.
Yeah, it's going to go on forever.
It might actually result in a better outcome for you if you're just, you know, the truth will set you free. Put you in jail, but maybe for a smaller amount of time.
While I do think it's wrong, and I'm against this, and I wouldn't do this for my kid. I want her to either figure it out or not.
Sure.
And I'm already saving the money. I want to put her into college. There's no point in rushing into the workforce. There's nothing out there for you if you don't get a higher education, or at least I think the chances are low. Right now, you need a college education for someone to even look at your resume. Mm. They put it in all the... Mm-hmm.
Must have this degree or that degree.
Look at it and go, man, no one to even look at me today.
All the job listings say that for sure.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would want her to go, but on the other hand...
Plus all the experiences she's going to gain from the college years.
Fun and sort of...
sort of navigating
growth.
Her way through,
right.
Yeah.
So all that said, I feel like, yes, you have to do that yourself. On the other hand, what parent isn't kind of like, well, I do like to take care of my kid. I do like to... I hate to see them failing. I mean, I kind of see how, you know, there's probably a lot of parents out there who feel like, jail time?
Mm.
Jail time? Really?
I know.
Is the guy's name Peter? Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
Sartario?
PJ Organics is the company.
All right. So much for not saying the guy's name.
Good luck, PJ.
Good luck, PJ.
You know, jail time for Aunt Becky?
Yeah. It's wrong. It's corrupt, but I just don't, you know, I think that the public shaming that these people is taking is definitely a punishment, a form of punishment all on its own. I think there should be some fines and there should be some community service.
I'm sure there
I just don't think these are dangerous people who need to be thrown in jail.
Well,
I
but
just
s- don't.
The jails are so overcrowded.
Others
really?
Would argue, yeah. And I would say maybe a black guy or maybe a Mexican guy would go, I got jail time for a doobie.
And I think that's wrong, too.
Right. But I'm saying, this, I'm sure right. that's out there as we speak.
And
people
how annoying
going,
that
hey, there,
any reform might start with, oh, well, these white people, we can't put them in jail.
How about the kids that didn't get in as a result of these rich kids?
Yeah, let them sue. You know? There's well, already a million lawsuits.
Oh, there is?
Oh, yeah. People are suing everything. Yeah, anyway, that's it's going down.
So,
we'll let you know.
415 says, I just hope you are as differential to the next local person who poops in a cop car and refuse to name them as you do the rich local D-bags in Varsity Blues scandal.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, we are a-holes, yeah. There's no question.
Well, that's
if
true.
You poop in a car, we're going to go ahead and say your name. Sorry. You kind of brought that on yourself. I know.
Say my name.
No one's around you.
Pooping in the cup. Okay. Nepotism. It happens. I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but I'll just tell you the story and you tell me. Backstreet Boys. They're a band.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an upcoming tour. And the opening act is one of the Backstreet Boys kids.
It's not wrong.
I agree.
It's not. Don't go.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You don't go early.
Or go late. Yeah, just go late and just
the show up
you
for
see.
The show you want to see. And
it's just
Slash did that.
Isn't it just nice that he's got that kind of a platform that he can give to his kid?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
He didn't have to corruptly pay for it. Do we know what he sounds like?
We do. It's Brian Littrell's son, who is kind of the main guy,
I think. He is the main
think.
Guy.
Yeah.
He's the front man of the show, yeah.
So he's got a son who is 16 years old. His name is Bailey Littrell. I want to say... Is Brian Littrell like a Mormon? Didn't he drop out of the group for a while? Like he was the first one to leave, or
wow.
I remember there being some stuff.
He definitely has the best voice in that group. Though.
Oh, does he?
Oh.
I love that guy.
Mm. Is that right?
Like all the parts, I'm like, oh, that, I look it up and I go, oh, that's Brian.
He's one of your dudes.
He's
huh?
my man. Like Nick is cool because he has a higher pitch voice and different range.
Who?
Nick Carter.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Brian, he has the most.
Who are the other guys in the band?
I don't know. AJ. I forget. Never mind. But anyway, does this say what genre of music this kid?
It's country.
Yes.
Oh. What's this guy's name? I'm going to look him up.
His name is Bailey Littrell. B-A-Y-L-E-E Littrell. He's an up-and-coming country singer. And a few months ago, he released his first single. It's called Don't Knock It. And he's putting out his first album this summer. He says, since I was six, I wanted to do what my dad did. Now the opportunity to open for him and the guys is a dream come true. Here's a little of his song, Don't Knock It. So they're pulling up like she's...
And the whole family appears in the video, too. Look,
so
his dad's there.
It's hilarious because she's like, you've never seen a place, and you think he's singing about like a farm, right?
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, he shows up at Brian Littrell of the Backstreet Boys mansion, which is also... a farm.
I'm sure it's in the country somewhere.
I'm sure it's in the country somewhere. And this is what this kid thinks country living's all about. So he walks her into the house and it's, you know, the marble floors and the giant staircase. And there's the family eating around the posh dining room table. It's funny as hell.
She's from the city where nobody says y'all.
Yeah, nobody says y'all there. So Vinny holds up the picture of the two of them. They're like, it's like the mini-me version of Brian
Littrell.
Spin
image.
Yeah, they look the same hair. Yeah. Same face, the same everything. Anyway... Listen, I've heard worse country songs. Lots of them.
I like country.
Like almost everyone. 16 years old.
Super cute.
Good
so
for him.
He's got a single out, and he's got a whole album coming out this summer. J-Lo and A-Rod.
Are broken up?
No. if they make it to the altar, it'll be her fourth marriage. And she actually has a sense of humor about that. She was on some Sirius XM show. And here's a little of what she had to say.
He asked how long,
how long
at what point did she
before
feel like
you knew mm-hmm. you were going to marry him? And she's like, oh, get married again? Oh, there you go. And then right after that, it was the wrong time because of all the cheating scandals that came forward.
Right.
Although, you know, turns out that's Jose Canseco. Was it Jose Canseco?
Yeah.
His ex.
And that other lady, Playboy model or something.
Oh, yeah. So it's probably
whatever.
All not true. I mean, I'm sure you got J-Lo. What else do you need?
You need a side piece, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, for this next door, you need $1.2 million.
Yuzette just said that.
Yeah. You need a side piece. Do all the dirty stuff your wife won't do.
That's right.
Yeah. Windows out your car.
Why won't your wife do it?
She just doesn't do that. She's a nice lady.
Oh, okay.
This next story.
Taking care of your damn kids, that's why.
If you're a John Lennon fan. Oh, my God. I knew it was. I knew he was going to start playing this. I'm like, I got to get off this story. I'm going to hear the Ashley Madison freaking song.
We were singing this song as we walked from the Battery to Grumpy's.
Don't sing this song anymore.
All four girls.
Of course you were.
I was
everybody
funny.
Now.
Other than my wife.
Everybody.
Other than my wife.
It is pretty good, isn't it?
Yay, let's celebrate cheating on our wives. That's freaking great.
Hey, we didn't write the song.
Yeah.
Oh, you're singing it all the time, though, you rat
well,
bastard.
Well, it's so catchy.
It is.
Okay, you guys done?
Yeah.
For the
other than my wife.
It's really never
other
over,
than
is
my
it?
Wife. Okay.
I'm too weak.
You're fine. You
don't have to stop. I can stop.
I'm sure you and John do that song every day.
No, we don't.
Someone other than my wife.
I take a breath.
So good.
Hit the pentatonics. Thing.
Oh, God, I'm choking.
So occasionally we hear about someone getting sued by someone else over stealing a song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always fun to listen to the two songs and say, oh, yeah, I hear that, or that's ridiculous. So here's another one of those, and I'll let you guys decide. The Weeknd is being sued for ripping off a group of UK songwriters. He's got a song called A Lonely Night. Do you want to play me a little of A Lonely Night?
I have them both side by side.
Oh, okay. Then hold on. I'll tell you about this other song then first. So it's a copyright infringement suit. It accuses him of blatantly copying the plaintiff's song called I Need to Love in order to create his song A Lonely Night. This is on his album Starboy. The suit claims that in 04 and 05, these three songwriters, Billy Smith, Brian Clover, and Scott McCullough, wrote a song called I Need to Love and pitched it to artists all over the world. They claim, actually, that a division of Universal Music wound up acquiring the right to that song. So it got bought. It just was never made into anybody's hit song. In 2016, the label said, we're relinquishing all rights. We don't want the song anymore. So... And then 3 weeks later, The Weeknd comes out with this song. And they're like, hey, hold on a minute now. Suddenly you don't want the rights to the song. In other words, you don't want to pay us the publishing or whatever. Or maybe they bought the song, but these guys are suing. So here are the two songs side by side. So is that just like a demo that we're hearing from them? That doesn't sound like a big produced, like those...
No, yeah.
The one from The Weeknd sounds amazing, but it is very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess. So what do you think? These guys have a case, kids?
I don't know.
Better than most cases we hear.
You think so?
I think it's pretty close. Exact. I mean, I don't know about the words and everything. Can't even understand what those people are saying.
The first, that mix is bad.
It's a terrible mix. If you are a music fan, you love the Beatles, and you have an extra $1.2 million hanging around, have I got something for you. This is a... Thank you.
17.
Actually, you know what? Play like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Because this is the piano that song was written on. There's a piano for sale. John Lennon's piano. And... I guess there's a group called Gotta Have Rock and Roll. And they have somehow acquired this piano.
Really?
Yeah. So it was used to write the Beatles' 8th studio album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. They're thinking it's going to get about $1.2 million. And it actually has a plaque on it that says, on this piano was written, A Day in the Life, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, Good Morning, Good Morning, being for the benefit of Mr. Kite and many others. And it's John Lennon, 1971, is on there. So it's
the first thing you'd want to do is chip that thing right off there.
What, are you crazy? That's what you're paying for, probably, is that little plaque. So they say it's the same piano he used in, let's see. He used at his famous Kenwood home on St. George's Hill in Weybridge, England. They say he had at least two pianos there, but this one was his favorite. Of course they're saying that.
Right.
The piano itself is a piece of history. It dates back to 1872. It's a product of John Broadwood and Sons, which was found in 1728, and whose previous customers include a couple guys named Mozart and Beethoven.
Wow.
Do you know about the Lucy in the Sky movie that's coming out?
No.
Oh, it's Natalie Portman. She's an astronaut. Mm-hmm. Her and John Hamm.
She kind of loses touch with reality.
Oh. Well, I like her and John Hamm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's an online auction only. It starts April 10th. The minimum bid is $575,000, but they're thinking at least $1.2 million for this piano. So, you got a bunch of money.
I'm excited to see that one movie yesterday. With that guy who...
Oh, my God. Yeah. That looks absolutely genius.
Yeah, he supposedly, like, I don't know, is in a world where nobody knows about the Beatles, so he acts like he comes up with all these songs.
He gets in an accident or something, right?
Yeah, I don't know how it happened. I forget, but it seems super cool because he gets to take credit for all of the biggest hits ever.
Well, he wakes up from his coma, and he starts playing Yesterday just because he's always been a musician. He starts playing it, and they're like, that is the most beautiful song I've ever heard. Did you write that? I'm like, no, it's by the Beatles. Like, who?
I don't understand. Where's this movie?
It comes out June 28th.
Yeah. I've been seeing trailers for it.
Who's in it?
Nobody you know. I didn't recognize anybody in it. Oh, actually.
Ed Sheeran, everyone, our greatest actor.
Oh, my God, that's right.
He does have
so
a part.
Ed Sheeran goes. He's in the studio producing
Ed
it. The guy
act again.
The guy has said to them, look, I want to record some of my songs because now all the Beatles songs are his songs. So he's going, I've written this song called Hey Jude. And Ed Sheeran's like, I really think it should be Hey Dude. Let's try that on. Let's try that instead of Hey Jude.
Paul McCartney's also in it. So is James Corden and Ringo Starr.
It looks really clever. Huh. I'm excited for it. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
So much stuff, including driving with a goat.
Oh.
Is it wrong?
I don't know. I mean, it is.
And more after these. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I was just reminded by Bryn that Hooman and Bryn went to see the Sting play that's in town. Yeah. Last week, and you got a couple minutes of an interview. When are we going to hear that, Hooman?
So I just emailed the guy who invited us, Scott. Thank you. And I wanted to know when the tickets go on sale. I mean, obviously we can play it any time, but I thought it would be
so
nice.
We have the Sting audio ready to go.
Well, yeah.
We should have done it today, damn it.
I just need a second to, you know,
okay. Get it together.
Well, why don't we wait till...
Yeah, we'll wait till they go on sale. Yeah, all right.
Or next
okay,
week.
Okay,
yeah,
no, that sounds great. Next week or maybe the week after.
All right, just wondering, because I know you actually got to meet, you're a Sting super fan.
I am. I'm like crazy.
What's your favorite Sting song?
Oh, you better say something by the Police. Did I say that out loud?
You did.
I really like Desert Rose, just because it has that Middle Eastern flair to it, and it's just, I don't know, it's just so good. I just love that song.
Okay, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
I'm furious right now.
What's your favorite?
So Lonely.
Oh, by the Police. I could name
Roxanne. You were going to say Roxanne.
Roxanne's great, but
Roxanne
So Lonely is
great.
My favorite Police song.
I love Roxanne, yeah.
Put on the red light. Put on the red light. Me, John, and Pat do a great version of this.
Yeah.
And Tawny actually
They have a million
them.
Great. Canary in a Coal Mine. I mean, you could name a million.
There's a million,
great
but
songs.
So Lonely is the one. Play So Lonely. That's the one. That's my favorite song.
The one?
That's my favorite Police song.
Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Oh, I don't even like that song. Feel so lonely, so lonely, so lonely. so lonely. Feel low, 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 low. Feel so low. I feel so lonely. Like upon my door.
Spirits in the material world?
That's great. But it ain't no so lonely.
Invisible sun?
For 1,000 years or more. It's great. All dressed up and nowhere to go. You gonna name other ones or? Let's move on. Here we go.
It is Chingadera.
Again?
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lexi in the midday here on Alice.
Oh, yeah. Lexi.
Lexi actually hosted Rob Thomas yesterday. She was great.
How'd she do?
Did she do
some questions or she
so
just
fun.
Brought him
no,
up?
She brought him up, took him down. It was just great to see her, you know,
out there
work.
Representing
in the
Alice.
World.
I know. She's a
pretty.
Fun girl.
Yeah.
She does a great job. We love her a lot. She gets hardly enough mentions on this show. So, Lexi. In the middle of the daytime.
Lexi Lou.
Enjoy her after we get out of here.
Yeah, please do.
Stay. Won't you?
Check out Lexi.
Here's what's happening. There was some rain on the way in, but the real doozy is expected tomorrow. So just expect that as you're getting up and heading out tomorrow morning.
They called it a real soaker on KCBS.
The Giants opening day is tomorrow, Vinny, and they said they're playing rain or shine.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, and we're having Brian King Joseph on the show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And Jim Norton.
But Brian is in town. You know, Vaughn's friend.
Yeah,
The violinist.
Uh-huh.
He's doing the opening at the Giants game. So that's why he's in town.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's going to do the anthem on the violin?
Is it the anthem that he's doing? Yeah, Vaughn thinks so,
Oh,
yeah.
My God, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
So do we have like a little amp he can plug into? Like, is he going to play?
We got
that one over there. So he's going to need to hook
use
up
use that?
That.
And, yeah. Oh, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, so that.
So he was on America's Got Talent over the summer, and he's a friend
came
of Vaughn's.
Came in third.
Real close to winning.
So he's got a lot of things going on. He'll be here 7:30 tomorrow.
Jim and he's going to do a song.
Yes.
Or two.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Absolutely.
Maybe he'll punctuate everything he says with a little.
All right.
Can't wait. That's fun. Brian King Joseph tomorrow. And, of course, our longtime friend Jim Norton is coming on. Is he at the Punchlines? Where is he this weekend?
Shucks. I forgot if it's the Punchline or Cops.
I'm so bummed he's not going to be on our podcast.
I know.
Because that's where he can really shine. Not that he's not good on the air,
he's
but.
Great.
I mean,
maybe we could find the old Jim Norton thing where he was last on our secret show and clean that, you know, take all the beeps out of it so
when
people can hear. I don't know. I thought you were here, but it might be
a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I don't
damn
think
it.
Was here.
Boy, it feels like only
what
yesterday.
Did he say? Buttered popcorn?
Buttered popcorn.
Jim is going to be at Cops, and that is today's the 4th, starting today.
Okay. Can't wait to see him.
Earlier on the show, Sarah did the Varsity Blues story about Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, among others. They're the celebrity names on the list of people being prosecuted for cheating their kids' way into school. And we discussed whether or not they should get jail. And a lot of people wrote in. They were like, oh my God, you guys. Like, here's one.
Throw them in jail.
The people in trouble for the Varsity Blues scandal could afford all the tutors and all the best schools and all the stuff to put their kids far more ahead of other children. These kids were already going to be okay. They should go to jail. These parents have done more for society by giving that money to children who actually earned it. I don't know about that part, but
yeah, that was worded weird. Okay. I'm not going to get in a fight with anybody. I just feel like, you know, there's far worse criminals walking around.
I understand the note they're touching, though.
Sure, and absolutely.
So I bring up another story.
Okay.
A California man caught hauling marijuana through Nebraska has been given jail time and probation. They say this 32-year-old guy named Ruben Morales Moran of Corning, California, was sentenced last week to 3 years probation and 90 days in jail. Officers say they found 62 pounds of pot hidden in his pickup truck after he was pulled over for speeding last August on I-80. Mm. I-80 is what I took to come see you.
That's the road.
Yep. And I went right
head
through
east.
Nebraska.
That's, yeah, it was probably right,
through right
on that road.
Raining.
Maybe near that truck
so
stop.
Hard, I couldn't see. And my futon was getting destroyed in the back of my truck. God, it was
called
a nightmare.
Called the tarp, man. Called the camper shell.
I had no money? What are you, crazy? Anyway, the point is, that there's someone who's going to get 90 days in jail and 3 years probation for the doobie weed. So by comparison, these ladies and in some cases dads, there were a bunch of men involved in this as well, bought their kids way into college, which is worse. And is that enough of a penalty for Aunt Becky? 90 days
no,
in
that's
jail.
It's a great
3 years probation.
I do feel like the hotline's ringing. I feel like it's, you know, legal in enough states that 90 days in jail and 3 years of probation seems like a lot to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, too much.
Dang, 90 days. I mean, it's you're not supposed to have it.
Nope.
In Nebraska.
Well, you're not supposed to cross state lines with it, right?
Yeah.
But you can grow it here now, so there's so much of it.
Got to get out of the
state. There's a market out there beyond our borders.
I heard someone saying they think within the next 10 years it'll just be nationwide legal.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. It's headed that way.
Why shouldn't we be taxing it and not throwing people in jail for it?
Right.
But right now, as it's illegal, if police catch you, they have to do something.
They've got their rules they got to follow.
A cop in
707 Vinny says, if you're hauling pot, don't speed, moron.
Yeah, well, that is dumb.
You know what? In that person's defense, in Ruben's defense, I've driven I-80 through Nebraska. It's the same view the whole
just flat
way. Mm. And man, you don't know when this is ever going to end.
Well, and I'm sure that they park right along that long, boring highway just waiting for people with out-of-state plates to go by 2 miles over the speed limit or however many.
Right.
And pull those people over and get the money from other states to, you know.
Where are you headed?
I would.
Stranger.
Yeah, hey. We don't take kindly to your kind in these parts.
Just passing through, sir. Bye. Thank you.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
I think you're going to be visiting Nebraska a little longer than you thought you were. Mm.
A cop in Marlboro, New Hampshire, pulled over a 60-year-old woman Monday afternoon for using her phone while she was driving.
Mm.
She also had a baby goat on her lap.
Oh.
A baby goat.
Turns out she also didn't have a valid driver's license.
Oh, well, she really was not paying attention to the laws.
She only wound up getting a ticket for the license, though. The cop decided to let her off on a lecture about the dangers of distracted driving for the whole phone and goat thing.
Yeah. Is it illegal to have a dog in your lap?
It should be.
Yeah.
Because
they are in your way.
This is not supposed to be controversial, but your animal will fly out your window if you have it on your lap. Or it'll just be destroyed against your chest.
Right.
When your airbag goes
really
off.
Hurt by the airbag.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
this says here, in California, it's perfectly legal to drive with your pet on your lap or unrestrained in your car. It says, however, driving with a pet on your lap or loose in the car can be dangerous.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. So it's not illegal.
Right. But not recommended.
Yeah.
All right.
What music am I
hearing? It's not me.
Oh, who's... Oh.
Is that you, Uzi? Is your music going?
Nope, wasn't me.
Is it me?
It's not me.
I hear something.
Hear me.
Do you guys hear it?
I did.
I actually thought it was Scott.
Maybe it's in the back.
Yeah, it was Scott Caporo.
Oh, it was Scott.
He ran out.
Oh, Scott.
It was him. What? Oh, Edson.
Edson's
Oh, is that
calling.
Edson's
of
special
he is.
Low-key ballad music? Oh, my very calm husband is calling me.
Two neighbors in northern Arkansas showed up at a hospital on Sunday with chest pain and severe bruises. They initially lied about what happened and then later came clean.
What was the problem?
Turns out one of them recently bought a bulletproof vest, so they decided to test it out by putting it on and shooting each other.
Oh, dummies. Jesus. Why are people so stupid?
Well, why are they? Had they been drinking, yes or no?
Yes.
Of course they were. 50-year-old Charles
Ferris. Oh, I got a
Ferris
good idea.
Wore it first, and his 36-year-old neighbor, Chris Hicks.
Hicks.
Shot him in the chest with a .22 caliber rifle.
Oh, my God.
The vest did, in fact, stop the bullet.
Well, that's good news.
He was angry that it hurt so much, though, and he told Chris, "You put the vest on now."
Uh-oh.
And then he unloaded a clip.
What is going on? Whose music is going?
I don't hear any music.
Oh, it's me!
Oh, it's your... What's it?
It's
iPad?
The police!
You just randomly playing? Okay.
It was when I went looking for the police.
The songs you like.
Anyway. He was angry about how much it hurt when Chris shot him in the chest. So he said, "You put the vest on," and then unloaded a clip into his back.
A whole clip?
Fortunately, it stopped all those bullets, too. The best part of their cover story, though, Charles didn't want Chris to get in trouble, so he claimed they were paid $200 to protect, quote, an asset, like something out of a movie.
What an idiot.
$200.
These people,
huh?
The idiocy deepens.
Oh, look at these two. Oh, they're so fun. These two
the
are fun.
The one on the, let's see, I guess it'd be the, what size? The left side. He just looks so sad.
He does. Like, he's a white guy, real short, close-cropped hair, real sad eyes. And then the guy on the right has just the full, like, mustache goatee, like real bushy goatee and mustache. And he's trying to look tough.
They got into a shootout, balding, they say, while protecting an asset.
My God, they've seen too many movies.
Unfortunately, Charles' wife showed up and blew their cover when she got to the hospital and explained what these two dummies really had done.
Right.
Now they're both facing charges for aggravated assault and up to 6 years in prison each.
Oh, wow.
And yet,
freaking idiots.
Aunt Becky walks around free.
Lock her up.
Lock her up.
You guys are so willing.
People are coming up with clever ideas. Like maybe they set up scholarships. Maybe they
pay for someone else's college.
Exactly.
Well, look, community service sucks. Yeah. It's hard, but you got to do actual community service. You can't just be given these gifts that some of these celebrities
get. I'll cut a few PSAs. Money. That's going to take all day.
Yeah, that's not it. Yeah. No, you need to go pick up trash.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you some spots along 280 that need it.
Yep. Let's walk those.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
I think the Varsity Blues people should get a fine in community service and totally agree with Sarah. Don't throw them in jail.
Well, it's not like they're going to be rehabbed by jail, you know? I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you want. I'll go with that. I just don't have, that strong of an opinion about it. What they did was wrong. I agree.
Well, I think, never mind.
I know. I feel you. It's exhausting.
Thursday.
I'll tell you that Ashley Madison song sucked the life out of me. And then I went to the bathroom during the break, and I'm freaking found myself singing it.
I heard you singing it.
I'm like, oh.
Other than my wife.
That wasn't an invitation to play it again.
Other than my wife.
Honestly, I swear to God, my arms feel weak when I hear, like, I just can't even, I can't barely hold my head up when I hear this song.
707 says, my youngest daughter is 16 now and has a dream of playing softball at a D1 college. It kills me that these people can just shell out dollars to give their kids what they want. My kid has busted her butt, and as a family, we have sacrificed a ton to get her in front of the colleges she needs to be in front of. I think these guilty people should have to give money towards scholarships to help deserving kids get into and through college.
I like that.
I like that, too.
Yeah, find them and use the money for
that,
the right
thing. That in addition to some time.
Oh, hell yeah. Got to go clean some bathrooms.
Shine some shoes with the toothbrush.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky.
Yeah. Down on your knees and scrub.
408 says, I've been criticized at the gym years ago. While on the elliptical, I was told I wasn't going to lose weight on a machine by some random dude. I was so humiliated and hate going there to this day. I do understand that. And I wasn't trying to say that you don't have any reason whatsoever for being there. But I'm trying to say that I believe the gym is for everyone, and you pay to, it's a selfish endeavor. You go there to take care of yourself. And maybe it's easier said than done, but my own opinion is, hey, bleep you, jerko.
Yeah.
That's the response that I would have. Don't talk to me. Who asked you?
Yeah. Go worry about your own butt.
Beat it.
Yeah.
It's just so hard. It's when someone out of the blue says something cruel, you know? Really, we take these things to heart. I can see why that would be devastating. Like, you're already on an elliptical, so you hate life, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's no fun.
I know. I agree.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It's awful.
Sucks.
Now you got some guy telling you, oh, that's not going to work.
Headphones. I have headphones. Bluetooth headphones.
Put your headphones on.
I don't
on
even see
don't...
anybody. I don't hear anybody. Just on my own, in my own world.
In your own little world.
Yep. Sucks balls.
Yeah, but even if someone walked up to you and said, nothing's going to save you, dad body, you'd be like, hey, screw you.
I'd be like, what now?
But if someone said that, like, okay, you might go, screw you, but you're saying you would never think about that comment or, like, think, oh, God, everyone thinks I'm wasting my time here and my dad bod's never going to. Like, that's terrible. What a terrible person that was who said that to you. How dare they?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry that happened to you, lady or man or whoever wrote in.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Scott Capurro.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.